Jan Gomes, we talked today about your eye-opening game this spring. You've been opening eyes for a while, but 3 for 3, a lot of balls hit hard, good work behind the plate. That was a heck of an afternoon for you.
Well, thank you. It's a blessing just to get the chance to come out and play here, so it's definitely good to get to some good at-bats out there.
And the people back home got to see on TV. This was the first televised game, so you're definitely becoming a fan favorite. I got at least 3 tweets asking me what Jan Gomes' chances are of making the opening day roster. But when you have a game like that, are you just locked in? Is it just that easy to say?
Well, it's some people, but obviously it is that easy. But no, it definitely comes in with hard work, you know, coming out and working out in the cages. But Just staying focused and getting good pitches to hit and just letting your bat and your talent kind of do the work.
And getting the opportunities with men on base as well to drive in some runs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always an extra, you know, just to getting that guy at third base or second base and just putting a good swing on it.
You caught Brett Cecil today. You caught Carlos Villanueva. Cecil really seemed to use a lot of the off-speed stuff. It looked to me like there maybe were less than a dozen fastballs, but he was very successful with the other stuff.
Yeah, it's my first time catching those two, and just working with Cecil is fun. You know, he's getting all pitches for strikes, off-speed, fastballs, and anything. And I know he's trying to work on, you know, getting back and getting on that rhythm, but he's a great pitcher, so it's good to see him throwing good games out there.
What's it like for you to be out there against a World Series MVP in Cole Hamels?
Well, it's so much respect to those guys, man. Those guys have done it out there, and it's kind of cool, you know, seeing those guys pitching out there. Is just kind of let it get to you a little bit.
Yeah, but it must be kind of tough not to. Do you have to step back for a second and then just remind yourself, all right, he is who he is, but I got to get a hit anyway?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, when I first kind of at bats, I was trying to just, you know, cool off. You know, I know I'm facing a great pitcher, guys with great respect in the game. And I was just trying to, you know, let it play and let it, it's just kind of still the same game, and just took a couple good swings at it.
Yeah, it certainly worked out well for you. With Jan Gomes, you're, I guess, what we would call a pleasant problem for the Blue Jays. I mean, you played AA last year a lot, most of the year with Travis, but you got time at first, you got time at DH, time at third, but obviously you're a catcher. There's a ton of catching here, and with Travis going up to AAA, we expect you to be in AAA as well. Maybe, I don't know, it's going to be tough to get the at-bats that you might need on the way up. That's what I mean by the pleasant problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't let that get to you a little, because I know I've kind of experienced that all my career, and I just got to keep working hard and keep looking forward. You know, whenever I get the chances, I just got to be able to perform.
You seem to have a fan in John Farrell. Has he been talking to you at all this spring?
We talked a little bit, you know, but it's just great to get to know a little bit about those guys, and just having them talk to you about the game, it just makes it a little more comfortable.
Well, you're definitely earning a terrific game today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.